Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com. I'm Pastor Greg, and I welcome you to our study in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, titled, Followers of Us and of Our Lord. The conclusion of this study can be found at BBFOhio.com, where you'll also find our contact and donation information. Again, that website is BBFOhio.com. And now we begin with the current events update and then our study. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, titled, Followers of Us and of Our Lord. This is part 1 of 2.
Current events update. Let's just look at headlines. DeSantis wants a grand jury to probe vaccine wrongdoing. That'd be great to see some action taken. If you don't already know it, people are dropping dead in higher numbers than ever before with myocarditis and other mostly blood and heart-related issues. I don't know if you saw the guy who's a soccer announcer who dropped dead, and his family tried to blow off the vaccine thing until they found people dug up the fact that he was not only fully vaccinated and boosted, but he had an aortic aneurysm at his heart, which is one of the things that's killing these people getting this vaccine. They broke the law to get it on the market. They lied. They made billions of dollars, and they killed untold numbers of people. And what is most amazing are all the mindless dupes who continue to go along with this whole thing. It's just amazing. Pray for his survival.
Yeah.
They suicide people like that. Another headline, the Fed lifts rates another 0.50% on interest and announced that they see the economy nearing a stall speed. That means recession. What you're already doing is paying for inflation. Recession makes inflation look like a day at the park. What comes after that, if things don't change, is depression. And that's something that no one in this room has ever experienced before. We've had short-term recessions in our lifetime. We've never had a depression like my grandmother and Dick Van Dyke lived through. And Velma, yeah. By the way, I didn't put that on there, but Dick Van Dyke turned 97 either today or yesterday. I can't remember which it is. And my grandmother's 97. They were born in 1925. Difference is my grandma's ready to go. Dick is not. I've read his autobiography and listened to him talk about his spiritual beliefs, and he's not a Bible believer. He believes in a God in some sort of fashion, but he's more of a universalist. And so pray. He still seems to be there mentally. He could still be saved.
Amen.
So pray for him. This is another headline. Norwegian filmmaker faces up to 3 years in prison for saying that men cannot be lesbians. That's not Babylon Bee. That's, I made sure you see the Fox News there, so you know this is actual news story. Tanya, these Scandinavian names are really hard to pronounce, but it's G-J-E-V-J-O-N, Javon, we'll say, Javon, is a lesbian filmmaker who intentionally made the comment to criticize Norway's hate speech laws. So she's a lesbian. She's making a statement that is true. Men cannot be lesbians and facing prison. Norway, you're a bunch of nuts. America, you're right behind them.
Yep.
Can you imagine what kind of jail time I'd get in Norway? Yeah, and some of you'd be there too, but
no.
So when Sodom rules, there are no rules. That's the bottom line. you're seeing the normalization of pedophilia, just as we said, more and more people. This guy on Twitter, one of the Twitter people who got Trump banned and kicked off and shadow banned conservatives on Twitter, they dug up his stuff and they found out he's a little pervert who likes children. Here's an example of Sodom ruling and there being no rules. The Cambridge Dictionary, should be called the Orwellian Dictionary now, has changed the definition of woman and man. And it says, drawing criticism from prominent conservatives. Anybody not criticizing that is a devil.
Amen.
And where's the... Oh, somehow I lost the comment. But the definition has the old definition, but added that it or can be a man who identifies as a woman. That's what they added to the definition of a woman. And for a man, they have the old definition, but it then says, or could be a woman identifying as a man. That's in a dictionary.
Wow.
So where are we going?
Wikipedia.
To the pit. Yeah.
To the funny bar.
And, you know, Wikipedia is a left-wing junk hole, too, but they have been having a lot of problems because of this, people disagreeing, because a lot of feminists are waking up to the fact that the trans movement is deleting women. They fought for the right to have women's sports, and now men are identifying as women and winning all the competitions and destroying women's sports. That's why that J.K. Rowling, who wrote Harry Potter, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, she has been, at least they attempted to cancel her for that reason, because she's coming out against this craziness that's going on with, you know, women's sports. I can't imagine having a daughter and that daughter, you know, doing all the work. I mean, because if you're going to be really good in high school and college sports, you have made that like a job. And for years, investing your time and efforts only to have a man show up dressed in a women's outfit or whatever and beat you, and then be surrounded by quote-unquote educators who go along with it. What a, you're wasting your money on an education in a secular college, whether it's private or public. They're reprobate, they're perverts, they're filling it in their curriculum, and they are requiring students now to not only just be quiet about it, they have to come out and endorse it, they have to wear the patches and things on their uniforms and everything, or they are disciplined. And I can't remember where it was, the girls' team, a whole team of girls walked into their girls' locker room, and there's a naked man.
Oh.
They come running out, and the coach or administrator tells them he's a woman. And so those girls refused to go in there until he came out. The girls are banned from the girls' dressing room now. And that man with his little pecker hanging out for all these girls to have to look at is now in that girls' locker room, and the girls have to shower and everything before they come to school and after they leave the school. I mean, you just think about it. I can't remember exactly where this happened. It's in the news. Somebody might look it up. Well, girls' team banned from girls' locker room. I'm sure there are going to be very many stories come up like that. I might actually find it real quick here. I got my girls' team. Let's see what happens when I put that in there. Banned from girls' locker room. And
Vermont.
That's right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see the actual.
In all honesty, it was a
The daughters aren't wrong.
No, I'm saying the parents ought to sue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. That's the question I have for a lot of these things is where are the, especially the men. I can only speak as a man. I'm sure you women would be just as upset and everything, but as a man, that happening to my daughters? Well, I wouldn't kill them, but I'd make them wish they were dead.
Yeah.
You know, you.
That's better.
That's good enough for me.
Were you going to say something, Jenny?
It's just a place called Randolph High School
in Vermont. In Vermont. The home of Bernie Sanders. Isn't that where he's from?
Mm-hmm.
That's why one of the reasons I told you to pray for Dick Van Dyke, one of the videos they showed to him was his endorsement of Bernie. Well, the same Lord who came once will come again and fix this mess. Amen. Amen. 10 days. 10 days to what?
Christmas.
10 days to Christmas. 10 days to Christmas. 10 more days than the starting counting begins again. That's how I say it. I think the words messed up. I sing that to her almost every day. She ain't sick of it either. That's a shame about Christmas is so few Christians take the time to remind everybody, not just it's about Jesus, but that he's coming again. I get cards from some of these Christians, you know, and it'll say on there, he came to save men from sins, and he's coming again. You know, that kind of thing. I love that. All right. I'm showing pictures each week. It's a different part of Thessalonica, where they have done archaeological digs. And you just never know where the Apostle Paul might have walked. Or Timothy, or Silvanus, and others. We titled this, Followers of Us and of Our Lord, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. Paul has begun with words of thanksgiving for Christian fellowship that is grounded in our gospel, and that's basically a summary of what we studied last week. Now we pick up verses 6 through 8, read the even verses with me. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were in samples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So verse 6 begins there. And ye became followers of us. Well, what was what produced that? What caused them to be followers? Verse 5. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but it also empowered in the Holy Ghost. And in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. So he says they got saved, and as believers, they saw the example. That's what verse 5 ended with. Ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. I try to be that kind of example. John comes up on Sunday mornings and teaches Isaiah because he lives as an example. If he didn't, he wouldn't be in that position. If you want to be used of God, you have to lead by example. It's bad parenting to say, do as I say, not as I do. It's even worse, Christian living. And I know a lot of Christians through the years who have done exactly that. Do as I say, not as I do. It doesn't get you far. And he says, and you became followers of us and of the Lord. It's important that you follow the right people. Amen?
Amen.
Ever heard, I only follow Jesus? You ever heard somebody say that? It's unbiblical. And usually said by someone who is unteachable, by the way. Now, every once in a while, you'll see a baby Christian, an immature Christian, and they'll have that attitude, but if they keep reading the Bible, they're going to see over and over that we're told not to just follow Jesus. Meaning, Jesus, you can say that, I follow Jesus. But when Jesus gave us the apostles and the Word of God, and then says He gave us pastors and teachers to follow, then if you're following Jesus, you're going to follow pastors and teachers who Jesus gave to you. See how that works? But it sounds real spiritual, you know. Well, I only follow Jesus, which is why I'm so good at it. That's why you see what you see. That's what they're really trying to say. And if you hang around those people long enough, you'll probably see that they're full of baloney. And the text clearly says, and ye became followers of us. He's not rebuking them. He's complimenting them. He's saying, and you became followers of us and of the Lord. So beware of the super saint. The super saint who is just enough by himself. There's a lot of people. Now, there are people who have said this. There are a lot of people who can't find a good, solid, Bible-believing church in their area. But even those people, you'll see their heart is right because they will be online with a church like this until God provides. And if God is, you know, it's not that God can't, by the way. It's that God can't find the willing. That's why there's not churches in those areas for people to attend. There are churches, but the pastors of those churches aren't committed to the book. They're hirelings.
Yeah.
Or they're heretics. There's some that are very committed, but they're heretical, so you can't follow them either. And so God needs somebody who is willing to and will obey that scripture, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. He can't find today very many men who will do that. I don't always talk about the letters I get because sometimes I'm not sure if people, but I'll just say first name basis. This preacher got a hold of me this week, sent me an email, and he'd been listening, and he just said, I just want to tell you, thank you, because it's so rare to listen to a preacher these days who doesn't correct the Bible.
Amen.
He's talking about how he gets so sick of everybody on the radio and TV always saying, well, the translators, you know, a better rendering would be, you know, that kind of thing. And most of those guys don't know enough Greek to order off of a menu at a restaurant. Yeah. Now, Scripture with Scripture, Paul said this in 1 Corinthians. Turn to your left a few pages. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 14 through 16.
I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. For so ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Wherefore, I beseech you, be ye followers of me.
So, there's nothing wrong when you hear somebody say, well, so-and-so is my spiritual father. Small f, you know. That's what Paul's saying. Paul's saying to these people here, because he preached the gospel and they got saved, then in that sense, Paul was their spiritual father. But you know something? Did you ever notice this? Paul never asked to be called Father Paul. He's not wanting that as a title. He's using it as a description.
Amen.
Now, you get to heaven, if you've passed out those tracts and you've told people about Jesus and so forth and so on, anybody like that that got saved, in heaven, you will be rewarded as their spiritual father or mother. That doesn't mean we're going to call you Father so-and-so in heaven. Matter of fact, hopefully all Christians have at least led somebody to the Lord. But it is a descriptive term, not a title. But what did he say in verse 16? Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. So if you're only supposed to follow Jesus, and someone says, I only follow Jesus, oh, then you think that Paul's writings were not inspired. Because Paul said, be ye followers of me. You don't follow Paul, you only follow Jesus. See how that works? We are to follow Paul, according to what he said there. Who's got Philippians 3, 17 through 19?
Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which so walk, as ye have us for an ensample. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things.
So that's it right there, 19. So look at what he says there in verse 17. Not only be followers together of me, then he says, and mark them which walk so, as ye have us for an example. So anybody that walks like Paul, that lives for the Lord like Paul, you can follow them too. Now, I'm not the Apostle Paul. I'll never be the Apostle Paul. I'm obviously, nobody can ever be Jesus. But we can all be followers, and we can try to be as much like them as possible. And we don't know really a lot about Paul, other than we know that he gave his whole life, dedicated his whole life to serving Jesus Christ. We can do that. We won't write books that end up in the Bible. We won't be one of the 12, but we can do what he did when it comes to being faithful to the Lord and preaching the gospel. And so, in case it's not already clear, Paul also said this in 1 Corinthians 11:1, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. If Paul would have gone wrong, then we should ignore him. If anybody you know, any preacher you know, once they go wrong, stop following them. And I know there's been people who have accused me of going wrong and they stopped following me. And I've listened and I've checked myself with the Word of God and I think they're wrong.
Amen.
But there were a couple of people who came to me over the years and said, well, I think you're wrong. And I listened to them and I changed. But I'm not going to change just to please somebody. I once had a Bible that had the King James, the Amplified, the NIV, and the Living Bible, all under one cover about that thick. I was confronted with some of the things I was reading out of that, out of the other versions, and I tweaked to a King James and a New King James. Then, after I met some really good-looking woman who told me, you know, that New King James, they claim it came from the received text, but there's some issues there. And I said, you know, I've noticed that as I've been teaching, that's why I haven't really been using the New King James much. But I was what you call a TR man. I was Textus Receptus only, you know. Well, after doing more study and more praying about it, I realized that New King James has put a bunch of Codex Vaticanus readings into it. It ain't even from the received text.
They lied,
as our granddaughter would say, Lydia. And you know what? I decided about that time when I found out more also what we shared Sunday about the NIV and the homosexuals involved in producing that. And then you learn more and more about these people behind the lexicons and other things. Read Gail Riplinger's Hazardous Materials and New Age Versions she wrote. And then other books put out by other people. David Daniels got all kinds of good material on this stuff. And the more you read, you realize we're in the last days. We're in the end times. This King James Bible is it.
Amen.
Anything man touches in this end of this dispensation, the Laodicean church is too entrenched. They'll mess it up. So what do I do? Well, I lost a lot of opportunities. I lost a lot of open doors. People stopped having me in to preach. And I lost friends. And I'm not getting off this road. I'm following Paul. I'm following those men that are following Paul as we follow Christ. Jesus said, "My words shall not pass away." And I'm convinced that in English, I've got his words and I'm not going to leave them. Matthew Henry, talking about this issue of following Paul and following Christ, he said, quote, "Herein they became also followers of the Lord, who is the perfect example." So in other words, by following Paul, they became followers of the Lord. Can people say that about you? If someone's following you, does that make them a follower of the Lord? It's a question that we all need to always ask ourselves. What I'm doing right now, am I leading people? If somebody's following me, am I leading people in the right direction? Years ago, I just had this thought come to mind one day when I was thinking.